Blog Talk Radio.
Bless our internet listeners. We would like to thank you and welcome you to another broadcast of Kingdom Builders International Internet Radio. We're here, we're excited, and we are delighted about what God is doing in our lives. We're broadcasting live. This is an international broadcast, and as you have done, you have called in to 661-449-9911, and you can listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/Kingdom Builders International. And if you're Skyping with us this evening, you can Skype us at Kingdom Builders. My name is Prophetess Teresa Docks, and I'm here in the Detroit, Michigan area, excited about being on the broadcast tonight. Well, we are excited to also announce to you that we have a new host that will be coming on the second Tuesdays of each month, and also on the fifth Tuesdays that of each month, Apostle Marcus Martin. Well, again, we will be giving you more information on how to contact him, how to touch base, and we are so delighted that God has blessed us with another awesome man of God to bring forth the word of truth. Kingdom Builders is orchestrated on getting the best out of you for the glory of God. Well, we're excited. We're going to lift the man of God up with a word of prayer, and we are going to release the lines to him as God directs him in the name of Jesus. Father, we just come to you, Lord God, thanking you for what you are doing and what you have already done. Father, we just lift the lines up to you. We ask you, Father God, that you would open up the ear gates of your people. Lord God, open up the hearts, Father, that your word can go forth unchecked by any outside force. Father, we lift up the man of God. We cover him with your giant warring angels with swords of fire in their hands to protect and keep him. Let the word of God come forth in the name of Jesus. We cover him again with the blood of Jesus from the top of his head to the soles of his feet. We cover his family and everything that concern him. In the mighty master's name of Jesus, we say amen and glory to your wonderful name, Jesus Christ. Amen. Apostle Martin, we relinquish the line to you at this time.
Amen. God bless you, radio okay. listeners and phone listeners. Amen. I just thank God for the opportunity to minister to you today. The Lord has really been dealing with me about a particular word. As a matter of fact, it's the very word that he has been dealing with me concerning our ministry to minister on. So I'm going to share that. I'm going to let you eavesdrop in on what we're talking about even at Living Worship. Amen. And the subject tonight is identity theft. And God has really been talking to me and telling me that we have to understand that there's only one crime. I want you to hear this. Only one crime in the Bible that God has sanctioned to happen, and that's identity theft. The scripture says this about Jesus. He said he thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made of himself no reputation. made of himself nowhere. He said, and then he said, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. So what does he mean by this mind? He means this identity, this persona, this personality. Let this mind be in you. So often we get caught up in quoting in the name of Jesus, but I really want you to get a clear understanding of what he meant by in the name of Jesus. John, the 14th chapter, in the 13th verse says, and whatsoever you ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. Whatsoever you ask in my name. How do you ask something in somebody else's name? Years ago, my wife had her taxes done by a young lady, and the young lady took my wife's birth certificate, and she took her Social Security number. And what she did was she used it in order to access things that she otherwise wouldn't access. I want you to understand something, that except in the name of Jesus, except you go in the name of Jesus, that you will not be able to access things that you desire to access. There has to be a name greater than your name. What is a name? A name is used to identify an individual. Not only is it used to identify an individual, but the name carries a person's authority. If you go and say the president said to do something, people will move as if you were the president because you had orders that came from him. This is where people get really messed up because they think their pastor have to be smarter than them. They think that their leader have to be this genius. I want you to understand, the Bible says the powers that be are ordained of God. And if they are ordained of God, they act in the stead or in the position like God. So when you disobey them, you disobey God. Let me give you a better example. The sons of Sceva, the Acts, the 19th chapter, starting at the 13th verse, it reads, then a certain of the vagabond Jews, exorcists, took on themselves to call over them which had evil spirits the name of the Lord Jesus, saying, we adjure you by Jesus, whom Paul preaches. And they were seven sons, one of Sceva and a Jew, and the chief of the priests, which did so. And the evil spirit answered and said, Jesus I know, Paul I know, but who are you? And the man whom the evil spirit was leaped on them and overcame them and prevailed against them, so that they fled out of the house naked and wounded. Notice in the 13th verse, it says they took on them to call over them which had an evil spirit. They were not instructed to do it. They took on themselves. And I want you to understand that if you don't go in the name, you have to go in a name that represents authority and power. See, it is not enough to quote the name of Jesus. It is not enough to just say in the name of Jesus, but you have to go in his name, which means that you've been instructed by him, which means that you've been called by him, which means that you've been set apart by him, which means that you've been commissioned by him. You cannot just go on your own. And when you go on your own, this is where you end up wounded. Notice that in the 15th verse, it says that the man that they went to help leaped on them, and they beat them, and they were naked. They were uncovered because they were not called by God. They were called by themselves. Oh, my God. And we have a lot of this in the body of Christ. We have a lot of people that take on themselves to call on the name of Jesus and to cast out devils and to do certain exploits that Jesus has not told them to do. I want you to understand, if you really go in a person's name, when you go in the name of Jesus, this means that you have to be, that demons will respect you as if you're him. If you're doing something in a person's name, it has two implications. First, you come into the authority of that person. You are not coming in your own authority, but you come in the authority because the person has assigned you, and because the person has assigned you, you have their authority. You carry their authority. These signs shall follow them that believe. He said, in my name you shall cast out devils. In my authority, in my name. Watch this. And then it says here, he says, if we look at the instance of David, David had he fought against Goliath, but David did not go in his own name. David said, who has come to defy the armies of God? Who has come? I have come to fight for the Lord. He came to fight on behalf of God. And because he came to fight on behalf of God, he carried with him the power of God. See, when you call yourself, the only thing that you carry with you is your staff. But when you go with God, the Bible says that his rod and his staff will comfort you. They will be there for you. They will guard you. They will protect you. We have to understand when we are going in his name and when we're not. Watch this. John, the 14th chapter and the 14th verse said, if ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. If you will ask anything in my name, I will do it. So in other words, when you come to me, you have to have the same type of mindset that I have. When you come to me, you have to be looking just like me. When you come to me, let this mind be in you. We have to share the image of God. A lot of people are searching to be worldwide evangelists, searching to they think that God has called them to certain things. Let me show you what God has called you to do. Romans, the 8th chapter, the 29th verse says this. For whom he did foreknow, he did predestinate. He predestined you. He chose you. He purposed you, right? This means that his plan for you is what's following next. He says, to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many. That's your calling. Your calling is to be conformed into the image of God's Son. That's your calling. When we go in the name of Jesus, we carry his authority. And what is his authority? His authority is his rank, his power. These signs shall follow them that believe. In 1 Samuel, David had sent some young men to do a job. He sent them to go talk to Nabal. And they had to respect David's servants according to the respect that they had for David. And when it was not done, David had to come and handle it. Likewise, there's another story in Matthew's where Jesus tells the disciples, he talks to them and he tells them, he said, there was a man who was lending out, he was leasing out his vineyard. And the people that were in the vineyard were supposed to make payment. And when he sent one of his servants to receive the payment, they did not give him the payment. Oh, and then when he sent his son, sound familiar, sounds like Jesus. And when he sent his son, they straightway beat him and killed him. We have to understand that when we go in the name of Jesus, we go in his authority. Notice Jesus throughout the scriptures, never did he take onto himself a reputation. Never did he always talk about his father. He said, I do what I see the father do. Because in and of ourselves, we have no power. Oh, I know somebody told you different. But in and of ourselves, we have no authority. We have to go dressed like him. I watched this movie one time. It was called Face Off. And in this particular movie, this man, they were trying to capture this drug lord, and they were trying to take down his whole drug ring. And what they did was they locked him up in jail, and they dressed one of the FBI guys just like him. They put a mask on his face, and they dressed him. He looked exactly like him. And when he went into his camp, he was able to access everything that was his. So all of a sudden when he get there, his women came to him. His stash was revealed to him. His money, his drugs, his guns, everything was his that was the other guy's because he was him, because he had assumed his identity. I want you to understand that when you truly assume the identity of Christ, there will be no struggle in your finances. When you assume the identity of Christ, there will be no struggle with demons. Christ didn't wrestle with devils. When you truly assume, they will have to respond to you correctly. They will have to respond to you as if you are him. This is the purpose. This is his whole purpose for him telling us that he wants us to be conformed into the image of his son. Exodus, the third chapter, and the 13th verse. And it reads, it says, Moses said unto God, Behold, when I come unto the children of Israel, and shall say unto them, The God of your fathers has sent me unto you. And they shall say unto me, What is his name? I want you to understand something. There's power. There's power in the name. If I were to run your credit right now, if I were to take your name and to run your credit, everything that you've done, every blunder, every bill that you didn't pay would come up under your name. So what is he saying? When he tells us to go in his name, he's saying all of my exploits will follow my name. In my name I have cast out devils. In my name, he said, so all of my exploits, everything that I've done, when you assume my name, my credit is good. This is what he's saying. He said, when you go in my name, you're able to go get that up. You're able to go get that loan. You're able to go get whatever you need in my name. But you will not get it in your name because your credit is no good. My God. Now watch this. He said, The God of your fathers has sent me unto you, and they shall say unto me, What is his name? And what shall I say unto them? And God said unto Moses, I am that I am. And he said, Thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, I am has sent you. Now, I found it interesting that he asked him for a name to give unto the children of Israel, to tell them why and what authority. Understand, whatever you do, it is done under some authority. I remember when the disciples and the people around Jesus tried to question what authority that he was operating in. They said to him, do you operate in the authority of Satan? And he asked him a question. He said, okay, let me ask you a question before I answer your question. He said, what authority did John the Baptist baptize in? Was it authority from heaven or was it his own authority? And after that, they didn't have much else to say because they had to understand that everything we do has to be sanctioned by a name. It has to be sanctioned by a name. You will not open up any business in this world, in this natural world. You will not open up anything without your name. You have to be identified. In order for them to get from you what it is they need from you, you have to be identified. And you keep giving your name. That's why you keep getting denied. My God, you keep going in your own name. You keep building ministries in your own name. You keep prophesying in your own name. And this is why there's no manifestation. Because you have to go in his name. And so I found it interesting that God told Moses, I am that I am. I am. And so when you look at the word I am, it is a word that states a movement. It states that something is happening. If I told my daughter, if I walked in the kitchen and said, honey, are you washing the dishes? She would say, I am. Because at that moment, she's washing the dishes. She is in movement. So literally, he basically told Moses to go in there and tell him, I don't have to give you any other information, but I am. I am coming in here and I am taking God's people back. I am coming in here and I am exercising in the authority of God. And I don't have to explain to you what I'm doing and who I am, because I don't need to do it, because I am operating in the highest ranking authority that there is, and that is God. So all he had to do was say, I am sent me. Oh, my God, I am. Are you walking? Are you walking in the name of Jesus? Are you moving in the name of Jesus? Are you going in his name? Has he sanctioned you? Proverbs 22:1 says, a good name is rather to be chosen than great riches and loving favor rather than silver and gold. Ecclesiastes 7:1 says, a good name is better than precious ointment. And the day of death is better than one's day of birth. Watch this. He said, a good name is better than precious ointment. Now, in the scriptural times, ointment was used as a healing salve. It wasn't just used for ashiness like we use it for. But it was used as a healing salve. So he's saying, in my name is healing. My God, in his name. When you walk in his name, not when you just quote his name. The Bible says this, many shall say, I prophesied in your name. I preached in your name. I did this in your name. And he said, and I will say, depart from me. Your work was of iniquity. I knew you not. What? That means he didn't even know your name, though you were quoting his name, though you were calling his name, though you were casting out devils in his name, he didn't even know how to identify you. My God, he didn't know you. We have to be regenerated. We have to be regenerated. Our genes has to change. We have to assume the God-like nature. We cannot walk in carnality and think that we are operating in the power of God. That's not true. You cannot walk in carnality and think that you're operating in the power of God. The Bible says this about carnality. He said, a carnal mind is an enmity to God. He said, because it neither can be subject unto him. It's an enemy. It is basically, you go against him when you operate in yourself. Even when you're trying to do something good, if you do it in your flesh, you war against God. Ain't that something? John 16:23 says, and in the day you shall ask me nothing. And in that day you shall ask me nothing. Verily I say unto you, whatsoever you shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it you. Now notice this. He didn't say. He said he will give it you. So the vehicle is waiting on you. The blessing is waiting on you. The prosperity is waiting on you. That 10,000 member church is waiting on you. That growth is waiting on you. That birthing is waiting on you. Because it's waiting on you to assume the name of God, the name of Jesus. It's waiting on you to assume the image of God. It's waiting on you to assume the image of Jesus. It will not come to you unless you look like Jesus. It has to be, when you look like him, it has to be added to you. You don't even have to work for it. It will come to you. My God. It will be added to you. John 16:24 says this, hereto have ye asked nothing in my name. Ask, and ye shall receive, that your joy may be full. Again, he is not just talking about merely quoting the name of Jesus. If you notice in Acts, the 19th chapter, that the sons of Sceva were quoting the name of Jesus. They were calling on the name of Jesus. They were trying to cast out devils in the name of Jesus. But that was not what he was saying. When he says in his name, when you say in somebody's name, if I were to go somewhere in somebody's name, that means that I will resume everything that they would get, that would come to me. If I had a meeting set up and I said, I'm going to send such and such in my name, everything, every packet, every piece of paperwork, every single thing that they were to give to me, they would give to them in order, because they have come in my name. They have taken my place. And all them people know is that that is me. They don't know any difference. All they think is that that is me. The problem is, saints of God, is that we are taking the forefront and putting God on the back burner. We're using him literally as a second identity and not the first. We have to understand that we have to look just like him. In Acts, the 16th chapter and the 17th and the 18th verse, it talks about how Paul was walking, and the people of God said this. He said, the same followed Paul and us and cried, saying, these men are the servant of the Most High God. They did not care much about who Paul was as a human, but they understood that he was a servant of the Most High God. And this is what people, this is the reputation that we must carry. This is the name that we must carry. We cannot walk around carrying our own name. But we have to carry the name of Jesus. When you walk, when you go in his name, you resume his authority. And that's something that's powerful, to walk in his authority. Now watch this. John the 16th verse in the 26th verse says, at that day ye shall ask in my name, and I will say not unto you that I will pray the Father for you. He said, no, not no more will I say I'm going to pray the Father for you. He said, but when you ask in my name, when you go in my name, we have to understand, we have to pay attention to these very small words in the scriptures. The Bible says, if any man be in Christ Jesus, he didn't say with him. He didn't say in cahoots with him. He didn't say friends with him. He said, if any man be in Christ Jesus. If I have a big old glass or a big cup, let's use a black plastic cup, for example, and if I put something inside the cup, I no longer see what I put inside the cup. All I see is the cup. And so when he says to be in Christ Jesus, the Bible says, if any man be in Christ Jesus, he is a new creature. That's because nobody can see you anymore. All things are passed away, and behold, all things have become new. Nobody can no longer see you anymore, but they see Christ. It's time, people of God, if we will go any further in the year 2013, we have to resume the name of Christ. We have to go in his name. We have to absorb ourselves, sink ourselves in his name. We cannot go in our own agenda, but we have to go in his name. Hallelujah. There is no more, I believe the Lord is saying, there is no more time for us to do the things that we would or to go about things without his permission. See, a lot of times we go and we make plans and we go about things without consulting God. This year we have to do everything by the leading of the Holy Spirit. By the leading of the Holy Spirit. The Bible says this about us. He said, them that are led by the Spirit, have he given the power to become the sons of God. We become the sons of God when we are led by his Spirit. Led by his Spirit. No longer should we be doing things that we want to do. But we have to be led by his Spirit. Hallelujah. It's time, people of God, to resume the authority and to walk in his name. In his name. Hallelujah. Now watch this. Mark the 16th chapter. And I'm about to close. and I'm about to open up the lines in just a moment. He said, and these signs, this is Mark 16 and 17. He said, and these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall cast out devils. They shall speak in new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Now watch this. He said, they shall take on any deadly thing. Now, we got people that really misunderstood the scripture. You know, we got people that's got snakes in their church, and they crazy. And it's real life. I thought it was just TV until somebody recently came to my church and told me that there was a ministry in the area that they went to at one time before they came to our church, and they had snakes out. And they were playing with snakes and saying and quoting this scripture. I was like, wow, I thought that was just television. And he said, they shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. I want you to see something inside of what was just said, and not just the natural. I want you to see something. Because you are in the name of Jesus, because you are in Christ Jesus, you cannot be harmed. Because he is the outer coating of you. He is on the outside. You are on the inside. So whatever attacks come, they hit him, not you. My God, my God. When you don't go in his name, you end up wounded. You end up with your clothes whooped off like we talked about in Acts 19, the sons of Sceva. You end up wounded and offended. You end up messed up when you don't go in his name. See, when you go in your own reputation, when you go in your own name, you get offended when people don't recognize you. Ah, my God. You get offended when people don't call your name. But that's because you want a reputation. But I'm here to tell you, when you go in the name of Jesus, it don't matter who don't call your name. It don't matter who don't slap you high five while you preaching. It don't matter who don't like what you're saying. As long as you're going in his name, you are all right. You get offended when you go in your own name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yes, Lord. Father, so Father, let me just pray real briefly, and then we're going to open up the lines of communication and allow everybody to call in or whatever that needs to be done. First of all, I want to talk to the people who don't know Christ, and I want to lead you to repentance. And I would greatly appreciate if you would repeat after me and say, Father, forgive me, for I have sinned. Father, I recognize that I know not you, but I would like to get to know you. And you said in Romans that according to your word, that if I confess with my mouth and believe in my heart, that I am saved. And so if you've just repeated that after me, you've just given your life to Christ. And if I were you, I would call in and I would get prayer, specific prayer for whatever it is that's ailing you, whatever it is that's binding you or holding you that you think will be a hindrance to your relationship with Christ. If I were you, I would call in and let and allow myself to be prayed for so that I could conquer whatever it is that the enemy is trying to use to conquer me. And Father, I pray now in the name of Jesus that your word took a seat in somebody's spirit. I pray that somebody understood it. I pray that somebody received it in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. And I thank you right now that I didn't come in my name, that I came in yours, oh God, and that I didn't come to build a reputation, but that I came, oh God, that your name might be glorified in the mighty name of Jesus. And so, Father, I thank you, and I praise you, and I honor you, and I reverence you, oh God, because you are the Most High God. Besides you, there is no other. I give you the glory. I give you the praise in your Son Jesus' name. Amen. Woman of God, you can take it from here.
Glory to God. Man, we can take some more of that. I know that Jesus. Lord, have mercy. What an awesome word, straight from the heavens. Straight from the heavens. No other name besides the name of Jesus can cause the enemy to tremble. And when we come in his authority,
Hallelujah.
All flesh is dead.
Yes, yes, yes.
My God, what an awesome word, man. I mean, that stirred my spirit.
Hallelujah.
I started taking notes to get my sermon prepared. In the
Hallelujah.
Name of Jesus, he says, I am that I am.
I am that I am.
You know, that's just a powerful word.
Hallelujah.
That's a powerful word straight from the heavens. And I'm telling you, I'm like, okay, he getting ready to stop already. Okay, praise God.
I got through that material so quick. Man, when the Holy Spirit started flowing, I got through that material so quick. Because
yes,
a lot of it
awesome.
Was in my memory. So.
Awesome, awesome word. In the name
Hallelujah.
Of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
In the mighty name of Jesus. When you call his name, I mean,
Hallelujah.
I know when you know him and you come in his authority, there's no
Hallelujah.
Peace. And you don't look to be validated.
No.
Because you're coming on an assignment.
Hallelujah.
You're coming in his name. You're coming in a mission. You know, you're
you
on a mission. I'm excited. You know. And I took a bunch of notes, and it's like, okay, now I'm going to calm down just a little bit. But I just bless God for that awesome word, because any time that I hear the name of Jesus, it gets my attention.
Hallelujah.
You know, he gets my attention, because it's like everything beside him doesn't matter. When he speaks and when he has unction us to do and go and say, it's like we have nothing to do but that. So I love the name of Jesus.
No
I love
choice.
It. I love it. I love it. And, you know, so we just want to open up the lines. And I know everyone on the line was blessed tonight. And look forward to being blessed every second Tuesday and every fifth Tuesday of the month. We are excited that God has opened up another powerful teaching, a powerful sermon, powerful message on what God is doing for his people. And I'm telling you, the spirit of truth, Jesus, I can say so much more, but I'm going to open the lines up, and I'm just going to, the lines are now open, and if there's anyone that would like to come forth, amen, glory to God.
Glory be to God.
If you have any background sound, I'm just going to ask you, would you please mute your phones out unless you are going to speak. And if you know you have background sound, we forgive you, but we ask you to we got you. We got that sound. Okay. Amen. Is there anyone that wants to... Anyone want to have a comment, ask for a prayer, or just want to say what God has directed you to say at this time, the lines are now open.
Glory be to God. Can you all hear me?
Yes, we can.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Glory be to God. Good evening, Prophet Teresa. Good evening, Apostle Martin. This is Tammy, Sister Tammy from Gary, Indiana. The 3rd of December, and I know definitely for sure you came in the name of Jesus tonight. Hallelujah. I know you come in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus to Blog Talk. Hallelujah. And I bless God for the word tonight, the authority that you reminded us that we have in the name of Jesus. And I also thank God that you also reminded us to be still and know God is God when we're not going in the name of Christ Jesus. Don't go. Don't move.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Sit down somewhere. I thank God, Apostle Martin, that you're going to be coming on, because I know God used you, and I definitely know that you are being a blessing to our Blog Talk line with Kingdom Builders and Kingdom Daughters International. You're being a blessing to God's people. And thank you for allowing God to use you, man of God. And it's such an honor to know that you're going to be coming on. You know, I didn't get a chance to take many notes tonight like I wanted to, but just in the name, and reminding us and taking us to the Word of God and letting us know if we're not coming in the name, don't go. For me, that's what I needed to hear tonight. And I also have a Amen. Prayer request, and I feel the breaking of the don't go. Because I was one of the type of Christians that I would still go, not in God's name, and I would still go, and I would get torn.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel that breaking, the obedience coming, but I don't go.
Hallelujah.
I just wanna ask you, man of God, to pray for me to continue to be obedient in the not going where God don't want me to go. If I'm not going in His name, don't go.
Amen.
And it's places Jesus already conquered where I don't have to go. I don't have to try to say, okay, I got this authority God gave me. Let me go heal this land. Let me go get these people up. I was one of those type of Christians. You know, save your household. Man of God, pray for me. So stay in obedience to what God has for me to do, because I know that I do come in the name of Christ Jesus. I am a minister of the gospel of Jesus Christ today.
Amen.
I have to deal with it, but I know God has a mighty work for me to do. Amen.
Amen.
And I thank you again, man of God, for coming on tonight. God bless you.
Amen. Let me pray for you just real quickly. Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to touch this woman of God now. And I pray in the name of Jesus that you would move upon her heart, oh God, and that her feet would be shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace in the mighty name of Jesus. And that, as she said, that she would move only when you speak, that she would speak only when she's spoken to by you, Father, in the name of Jesus, and that you would utilize her as a tool like never before. Oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that you would not allow the enemy to prosper in any way in her life. Father, that you would cause her to be covered and protected in your blood, in the mighty name of Jesus. And I thank you for it now, in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you.
Hallelujah. Thank you. God bless you. Thank you. Hallelujah.
Amen. Is there anyone else that would like to have a prayer request or have comments or anything you would like to say at this time? The lines are now open.
I hear somebody.
Amen, amen, yes. Amen. Well, we just know that you're there, and this is the time. You know, if you have a prayer request or you have a comment or anything you'd like to say, we want you to know that you're welcome to come forth at this time. Well, we pray that you were blessed, and we know that you were. And, again, join us next second Tuesday or the fifth Tuesday, and I believe we do have some announcements to make. But before the announcements come forth, I'm going to give you an opportunity again. Is there anyone that have a prayer request? I'm telling you, with an anointing like this that the Lord has put upon the man of God, I would pull on that anointing. It's an anointing straight from the heavens. So I just want to encourage you, if you have any comments, anything that you would like to say, please don't let fear get in your way. Just open your mouth. The kingdom of God is activated when you open your mouth. So I just want to encourage you to come forth while it's day.
Unmuted.
Well, amen, amen. God bless everyone. Again, we're going to ask Sister Tammy if she would come forth with a brief announcement, and then we're going to have Apostle Martin come back with the last words.
Glory be to God. Well, if you'd like to reach Apostle Marcus Martin, you may reach him at livingworship.mm@gmail.com. Again, livingworship.mm@gmail.com, or even go visit Apostle Martin's services at Living Worship, 328 Northeast Avenue, Waukesha, Wisconsin. That's 53188. Again, Living Worship Ministries at 328 Northeast Avenue, Waukesha, Wisconsin, 53188. And the services start Sunday at 10:30 a.m. and also Tuesday at 6:30 p.m. Go and be blessed. Hit them online at livingworship.mm@gmail.com and be blessed. And also with Kingdom Builders and Kingdom Daughters International Ministry, we have a prayer line 6 days a week at 5 a.m. Central Standard Time. Join us on an anointed prayer line. Call in 218-895-0280. And the entry code is 7729, the word pray. Again, Monday through Saturday at 5 a.m. Central Standard Time, 218-895-0280, entry code 7729, the word pray. And also, we have our upcoming Prophetic Intercessors Conference. Mighty move of God. I can't wait. April 25th, 26th, and 27th of this glorious year of 2013 in the Detroit, Michigan area. And in the middle of October, I'll give you more information about that. Tune in the middle of October of 2013, we're having another Prophetic Intercessors Conference to this year. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Stay tuned, and I'll give you more information. God bless you. Back to you, woman of God.
Amen. And truly, we are excited about this conference. You know, it is an assignment given by the Holy Ghost. We want to encourage you. If you want to be blessed, if you want to know more about prophetic intercession, if you want to know more about the prophetic connection, you want to know more about apostolic prophetic anointing, these classes are orchestrated straight from heaven. And I just want to encourage everyone, if you can participate, if you like to participate, plan now. We'll give you more information at a later date. Again, you be blessed in the Lord, and just don't move unless you are released to move in the name of Jesus. We're going to ask Apostle Martin to come forth with the last words.
Amen. My last few words would be just this. The Lord dropped a scripture in my spirit. It's Amos 3:8, and it says, "The lion has roared. Who will not fear? The Lord has spoken, and who can but prophesy?" Whenever a lion roars, a lot of people fear. And he's saying, just like that, when God speaks, you have to prophesy. And I don't know who I'm speaking to, but the Lord is saying, whatever it is that he speaks to you, release it. Release it. You have a word for the nations. This year in 2013, release that word. Now, Father, in the name of Jesus, as we prepare to end this broadcast, I pray that somebody was blessed. I pray that somebody was encouraged. I pray that somebody was stirred up in the name of Jesus. I pray that somebody came back into alignment with you in the mighty name of Jesus. And, Father, we thank you right now, and we pray, Father, that you would cover us and protect us until next time. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. God bless you all.
Amen. We just want to cover you, too, also, man of God.
Yes.
Just cover the man of God with the blood of Jesus. We plead the uncorruptible blood of Jesus over him. And we thank you, Father, for every seed that has been sown, Father. We just thank you, Father, that even now, as he has poured out, that you will replenish, Father, refresh, renew, and restore him completely, Lord God. And even the divine healing, the divine lifestyle that you have released upon him, Father, we just seal it with the blood of Jesus. And we thank you, Father, that no hurt, harm, or danger shall come nigh him, his dwelling place, his ministry, his family, and anything that he touch. We thank you for what you're doing, and we trust in you, God. And we thank you in the mighty, matchless
name
of Jesus. And we just want to say to the listeners, receive that prophetic word. Embrace it, and I'll tell you, it will be manifested. We got to embrace the prophetic word in our bellies, and when it come up out of our mouths, I'm telling you, God will take you to the nations. God bless everyone, and have a wonderful evening. We want to say God bless you, man of God, to all our internet listeners. God bless everyone, and good night.
I'm a